Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectus radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Right now, have I got everything? Got my money, glasses, phone, and the address, and what's the time? Gosh, I'd better get going. What do you want? You, excuse me. What are you doing here? I've seen you hanging around before. What is it with you? Why are you always following me?
I'm not following you. I just want to see Sarah. That's all. I'm not following you.
You want to see Sarah? Oh, I know who you are. You're what's his name? You apply to be my lodger. Henry. That's right. And I got shut out of the house on that night. What are you doing here?
I want to see Sarah. And my name's Harry, by the way.
Well, Harry, she's not in. Why don't you phone her?
I've been trying to phone her for ages, but she never answers my calls.
How do you know her, then?
She hasn't told you, has she?
Told me what? What are you on about?
About me and Sarah.
No, she hasn't said anything. Look, I think you'd better come in. Come on, come on inside. OK, right, we'll have a seat.
Thanks.
Right, now what's this all about? You say you know Sarah. How long have you known her for?
Oh, about a year.
And where did you meet?
In London. The thing is, I just want to talk to her. You see, we were good friends in London, if you know what I mean. Things haven't gone to plan.
Oh? What do you mean by that?
Well, we both decided to move out of London, both agreed the Isle of Wight would be good.
Why the island? Why come down here?
We wanted somewhere quiet and completely different to what we've been used to, so the island sounded ideal.
Go on.
Well, we tried for ages for somewhere together, but we couldn't get anywhere, so we decided to get a place separately and then look for something together once we'd moved down.
Oh, so why did you both try for mine, knowing I only wanted one person? I wasn't going to take two.
No, we knew that, but by then we'd tried so many places. We thought we'd try the same place and then maybe just one of us would get lucky. And that's just what happened. You said yes to Sarah.
Yeah, that's right. But she's never mentioned you.
Well, she won't, will she? I mean, the minute she moved in here, I haven't heard a word from her. It's like she's wiped me out of her life.
Oh, well, I am sorry. I honestly had no idea.
Well, you wouldn't, would you? I bet she hasn't said anything to you about London.
I must admit, she hasn't said a lot. In fact, the only things I do know about her is, well, she told me she'd split from her boyfriend and she used to be a research officer. And that's literally all she said. Oh, and that her job wasn't being on the phone. She used to gather all the information together.
A research officer? She told you she was a research officer? You must be joking. You have to have qualifications to get that sort of job. She hasn't got nothing. She'd never get a job like that.
No, you're wrong there. She has got qualifications because she works for the council down here and you wouldn't get her job without qualifications. I'm sure of that.
So, what job has she got?
She works in the council tax department.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's funny. Sarah working in the council tax, and well, that's finance. She can't add two and two together.
Look, I think we're talking about two different people. I think maybe you should go.
Oh, no, we're definitely talking about the same person. I know it's my Sarah, it's just that she's not telling you the whole story.
Well, maybe she wants to keep her past private, and really that's up to her. It's obvious she wants to move on. That's just the way things go. And I'm sorry, Harry, but if she doesn't want you in her life, well...
No, that's not what we agreed. We made an agreement to help one another when we moved down here, and that's what she should be doing.
Well, I am sorry, Harry, but things change.
Look, she can't do that to me. I thought we had a future together. She said we did. Well, until she moved in here.
Look, I'll tell you what. I'll ask her to phone you, OK? I promise. I'll tell her you called round and that you really want to speak to her.
And what good will that do? She has a new life now. She lives in a lovely house and, oh, yeah, what do you say about her job? You ask her what she really does, because it won't be in finance. You ask her about how she knows me, how we met.
Well, go on, tell me. How did you two meet? How did the two of you know one another?
Do you really want to know?
Yes, I do.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, I'll tell you then. We met in London at a rehabilitation centre for drugs. That's right. We've both been done for stealing and doing drugs, so we did rehab together. The Sarah you know is completely different to the Sarah that I know. So take it from me, you can't trust her for a second.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.